Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, the KSL 7-day family forecast. Dan Guthrie is here in studio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. We got a little system that we might be seeing a little later today, right?
Yeah, it's going to be quick moving, so it's not going to be with us for a long time. But if you're traveling this morning, things will be dry in northern Utah, just a little bit of cloud cover. In the afternoon, storm system's going to move in. Now, if you're heading to southern Utah today, south I-70, no problems. But north of there, you'll likely deal with some of this stuff. It's going to move in the afternoon. Rain, snow mix in the valley, snow in the mountains. But we will see it transition to all snow this evening. But it should clear out overnight. We'll be back to sunshine by Turkey Day.
So then what happens? So after Thanksgiving, do we have more snow?
We do, actually. We've got another system that comes in Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and temperatures will be cold enough that it all looks to be snow in the valley.
Well, good for skiers,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, that'll be good. Good timing for
Well, and the mountains will pick up 4 to 8 inches today. It's just the valleys. It's going to be really hard to see accumulating snow here, because by the time the ground's cold enough for to hold accumulating snow, most of the snow's going to be done, and the system's going to move off to the east.
So we're probably talking rain, I think, for the most part, is what it sounds
like.
Yeah,
it'll be rain, snow mix. It could be a little slushy this evening if you're driving around. Benches are have the potential to see some accumulation and some slick roadways, but the mountains, if you're driving through parleys or anything like that, you could see some winter driving conditions tonight.
So people who fly out today and fly home on Sunday will have snow when they leave and stuff.
Right. They'll think it's Christmas. They'll snow Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, thank you, Dan. Right now, downtown, 39 degrees.
Okay,